Well, yes, actually, somebody has died. Sophie hits the palm of her hand against the side of her head. She has a moment of dithery throat clearing, and then just in time she remembers the polite thing to say to bereaved people. Thomas, she says gently and sadly, I'm so sorry. Yes, thank you, replies Thomas briskly. So, can we meet for a drink?
Yes, of course we can, but, well, who died?
I'd rather talk about it tonight. All of a sudden, it's like they have never broken up. Why can't he just come out and say things? Her mouth begins to gape into one of those silent shrieks of frustration that used to characterize so many of her phone conversations with Thomas.
But I'll be worrying all afternoon, wondering who it is. Who died?
He sighs heavily and says, as if proving a point, My Aunt Connie.
Oh, Sophie tries not to sound relieved. I'm sorry.
She remembers his Aunt Connie well, but the old lady must have been at least 90, and it's not as if she had ever been likely to see her again, since she and Thomas aren't together anymore. Surely after 3 years of stony, betrayed silence, he hasn't